headaches, little spell of flu or something like that all along, like any other family, but nothing special. Mm-hmm. And none, I have not to have any illiform, nothing like that. No retarded.
Mm-hmm. Do you know of anybody that can't hear?
In my family? Mm-hmm. No, nobody in my family.
What do you call that when you can't hear?
Deaf.
Uh-huh.
I don't have nobody that's deaf and dumb, nothing like that. Mm-hmm. Lucky enough to have a normal family, over 10 normal children I had. Because I lost two. Mm-hmm. But they were normal as far as they lived, you know, as long as they lived, mm-hmm. as little children could be.
What about these sores that you, sometimes you break out in? They like a little lump.
Little what?
Sores. They have like a little lump.
The tiger. I think it's the tiger or some kind, something you call it. Mm-hmm. With little water-like sometimes bumps. Uh-huh. Well, my children didn't even have that. Mm-hmm. I never had that. But I have seen children have it. Because after I started nursing, I would have cases like that sometimes. Mm-hmm. Children would be broke out with it. With tiger or something like that you call it.
Would they break out all over?
Yeah, sometimes it'd spread and go over. Then again, they just have it in some place. Have one on the chin and it breaks and warm and it run and break out in another place. Mm-hmm. Like that. That's where I've nursed children like that. When they're sick.
What about when these lumps come on and they have a little core in them? Mm-hmm. What do you call those?
Well, you're not talking about chicken pox and things like that.
No, it's like
a lump on the skin. Lump on the skin?
Uh-huh. And it has little...
You mean a bump like you there, a puke, like... A bump. You know, it's a bump. That's uh-huh. what you call a bump.
Uh-huh. Something else you said.
And it has cool puke in it. It comes on like a bump around your face.
Uh-huh. How about a boil? What's that?
A what?
Boil.
A boil. That's a boil. You know, it'd be a big hard place, you know. Mm-hmm. And it'll come to a head and have cool in it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you have to have them lanced. Mm-hmm. Then again, they'll burst itself.
Well, how do you lance it?
Well, the doctor have to lance it. Mm-hmm. And cut it, you know, take a knife of some kind. And lance it. And when he lands it, it'll soon get well.
How does some other kind of sicknesses that a lot of people might have had around here?
You mean children?
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, measles and mumps and things like that. Mm-hmm. Whooping cough, little babies like little children.
What's the stuff, you know, when you have a boil or sore or something like that? What do you call that running part? A little cool. Milky part.
We call it a cold or corruption. That's all I know.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was talking about the insects that bite you. A wasp?
A wasp.
Uh-huh. What happens?
Sometimes you have to go to the doctor.
What happens to
it? It just leave a bad, you know, hurt. It hurts bad for a long time, and then they get. Sometimes it'll swell. Mm-hmm. And I've known people that this thing didn't have to go to the doctor.
How about if you burn yourself?
Well, if you burn yourself, you just gotta, you know, wink on it. Go to the doctor. Then see after.